Good afternoon. A storm system located south and east of Long Island continues to produce an onshore flow, which is resulting in copious amounts of rainfall across interior New York and New England, particularly along the I-90 corridor. Flood advisories and some flood warnings have been issued for isolated locations with heavier rainfall during the course of the morning. And rainfall will continue into the afternoon, eventually becoming more intermittent as the storm system fills just a bit as it makes slow progress to the north and east. In addition to all of the rain, the northeasterly fetch off of the Atlantic will continue to blow at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, and at times gust over 20 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. This will keep temperatures locked in the 40s. Some places may touch the 50-degree mark by the end of the day. The rain will continue to diminish somewhat overnight. Still plenty of showers around, though, from time to time. Otherwise, cloudy skies with areas of fog. And low temperatures tonight will fall back into the lower and middle 40s. While the storm system will continue to fill and move away tomorrow, it will still have a major effect on our weather, keeping skies cloudy and still a bit of a northeast breeze. Showers will be less common. There will still be a few, though, around, especially in northern and eastern New England, and temperatures will reach into the middle 50s. We'll continue our drying trend late in the day tomorrow, perhaps some breaks of sun, and a clearing trend overnight Friday night. This will lead to some sunshine to start the day on Saturday, and temperatures will reach up to about 60. At the same time, a fast-moving but weak disturbance will dive in out of the Great Lakes, and clouds will increase Saturday afternoon. There's the chance of a few showers, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains toward evening. Saturday night, more showers around, and then on Sunday, a westerly to northwesterly wind flow will begin a drying trend. It'll be cooler as well with a gusty wind and just a passing shower Saturday afternoon, as highs will be back into the middle 50s. On Monday, mostly sunny and with a ridge of high pressure building in, milder air, with highs in the lower 60s and back into the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds and a southwest wind on Tuesday. The next front will approach on Wednesday with a renewed chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern continues across the Pacific Northwest with strong onshore flow bringing in moisture from the Pacific Ocean. The greatest rainfall will be over the coastal mountain ranges and the Cascades. By tomorrow morning, increasing ridging aloft across the region should help reduce the amount of rain coverage, though several inches of rainfall is possible in these areas. And this magnitude of rainfall could lead to some flash flooding. Any snowfall should be confined to the highest elevation of the Cascades. Meanwhile, here in the Northeast, a slow-moving coastal storm will continue to bring periods of rain into tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, the cyclone will pull slowly away, and this will allow for improving conditions from west to east, although a flood watch is in effect for eastern New England as 2 to 4 more inches of rain is possible. Also, with strong, gusty northeast winds, a coastal flood advisory has been issued, and just offshore, a storm warning is in effect as seas will build to 13 to 20 feet. Across southern Florida and the Keys, periods of heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms is forecast to continue through this evening as moisture from a weak tropical low intersects a stationary front to its northeast. The heaviest rain is likely over the Florida Keys. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers, upper 50s, Boston, cloudy and windy with rain, and perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 81, set in 1947, and the record low, 20, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 6 p.m., 10 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, cool today with showers and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy, breezy, cool today with rain, then intermittent showers later this afternoon, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs near 50. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with rain becoming more intermittent later in the afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and cool today with rain becoming more intermittent later in the afternoon, highs near 50. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight and lows in the middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers still possible, mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late-day shower possible, near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and cooler Sunday with a passing shower in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, milder Monday, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and quite mild Tuesday, middle to upper 60s. And the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday with highs staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.